Come, let us sing to Adonai. Let us praise the God of all creation. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Sun and moon, bless Adonai. Stars and galaxies, exalt God forever. Jesus, the very thought of thee with sweetness fills my breast, but sweeter far your face to see and in your presence rest. No voice can sing, no heart can frame, nor can the memory find a sweeter sound than Jesus' name, who saves all humankind. O hope of every contrite heart, O joy of all the meek, to those who ask how kind you are, how close to those who seek. But what to those who find, this no tongue nor pen can show, the love of Jesus, what it is, none but his loved ones know. Jesus, our only joy we bow, since you our prize will be. In you is all our glory now and through eternity. Amen. In you, Adonai, is the source of all life. In your light we see light. Your love, Adonai, reaches to heaven. Your truth soars among the clouds. Your justice towers like a mountain. Your integrity runs deeper than the sea. You protect all creatures, all of life. Adonai, how we prize your compassion. In you the people seek shelter, safe in the warmth beneath your wings. All feast at the abundance of your table, slake their thirst in your refreshing streams. For in you is the source of life. You give us light, and we can see. Continue your kindness toward all you have chosen, and your justice to all who are honest. Keep the arrogant from trampling your little ones, assaulting us with wicked hands and frozen hearts. For those who do not love will collapse. Defeated, they will never arise. Glory to the One and to the Word, and to the breath of love. As always before, so now and evermore. Amen. In you, Adonai, is the source of all life. In your light we see light.
A reading from a sermon by Saint Bernard of Clairvaux. Love is sufficient of itself. It gives pleasure by itself and because of itself. It is its own merit, its own reward. Love looks for no cause outside itself, no effect beyond itself. Its profit lies in its practice. I love because I love. I love that I may love. Love is a great thing so long as it continually returns to its fountainhead, flows back to its source, always drawing from there the water which constantly replenishes it. Of all the movements, sensations, and feelings of the soul, love is the only one in which the creature can respond to the Creator and make some sort of similar return, however unequal though it be. For when God loves, all God desires is to be freely loved in return. The sole purpose of God love is to be loved, in the knowledge that those who love God are made happy by their love of God. And you, O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God.
The harvest of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience and kindness, goodness, fidelity, gentleness and self-control. There is no law for these. If the Spirit is the source of our life, let the Spirit direct our course. Goodness, fidelity, gentleness and self-control. There is no law for these. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of love. The harvest of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience and kindness, goodness, fidelity, gentleness and self-control. There is no law for these. Flooded by the splendor of God's word, the Abbot Bernard illumines us with the light of faith and the brightness of mystical truth. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One
as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Flooded by the splendor of God's Word, the Abbot Bernard illumines us with the light of faith and the brightness of mystical truth. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. In you, Adonai, is the source of life. In your light we shall see light. Send forth your light and your truth. Let these be our guide. Fill us each morning with your constant love, that we may sing and be glad all our life. Let us see your wonderful works. May your people see your glorious might. Gracious God, may your blessing be upon us, and grant us success in all we do. Create in us clean hearts, O God, and fill us with your Holy Spirit. We give you thanks, Holy One, for with a mother's love you have watched over us in the night, and have led us from the shadows of darkness into morning's light. As we celebrate summer's abundance and the feast of Saint Bernard of Clairvaux, fill us with the warmth of your love, that we may bear witness to the light of your Word made flesh, Jesus the Christ, who lives and loves with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the God of light fill us with all peace and joy, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, we may abound in goodness for all of creation. Amen. Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God.